In the end, jazz not only makes us feel better, it can also make us be better.
Jazz has become the quintessential soft power of the 21st century.
Merci pour tout cet amour.
Hisaishita Gakusei Sensei.
And although they didn't speak the same language, they spoke the language of jazz.
The musical art form that from its inception has upheld and been an advocate for equality, cooperation, survival, and peace.
Jazz is about dignity and civil rights. It was the soundtrack for struggles all over the world. And I would say it still is.
So that the future of jazz is better than its past.
This is Jazz News, a look at what's news in jazz music and the arts. The Colorado Music Hall of Fame has announced the induction of George Morrison Sr., nicknamed Denver's Godfather of Jazz. Hall of Fame board member and Kuvo host Carlos Landa will emcee the induction ceremony at Morrison's namesake park at 1600 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That's right across from Cole Middle School, that long, narrow park there. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be on October 17th with music performed by the Denver South High School Jazz Band. Good job.
Yeah, you know, we did a show on George Morrison Sr., a documentary 30-something years ago.
Radio documentary?
A radio documentary. Lou McElroy, who was a person who did radio documentaries and I worked with closely on the Caliente project, did it. And the tapes have been lost.
Oh.
One day we will find them. They're somewhere. They're still on a big 10 and a quarter inch reel somewhere. Okay. In the bowels of the building somewhere.
Okay. So. I know some people we'll get to work on that project.
Yeah, there you go.
You've heard the phrase, the teaching gig is the new record deal. In the upheaval of the music business, making a living at making music is no small feat. So we send congratulations to Trevor Andrews. Yes, Reed Man Joe Andrews' son and product of Douglas County High School and the Colorado Conservatory for the Jazz Arts.
That's great. That's great.
Trevor was an intern at Kuvo a while back.
That's right. I want to say he was 14, could have been 15, might have been younger. He worked with Andy O, as a matter of fact.
The younger Andrews has been named
Director
of Jazz Studies, World Music, and Percussion at the Herb Alpert Music Center at Los Angeles City College.
Congratulations.
His list of credits already includes recordings, performances, accompaniments, 3 albums, and now we can add the title Professor. Colorado-bred saxophonist Rico Jones got a nice profile in the New York City paper, The Village View. Kaju Roberto's story begins with Rico busking outside the Apple Store in the West Village and then playing a gig at Cafe Bohemia.
Yeah. See, the cool thing about New York, if you really want to be a New York musician, you got to be out in the street first, and there's no shame.
No,
the list is endless of people who just say, hey, you know, and then that night you're paying to go see him in a club.
Yeah.
It's really, really hip.
Exactly. That's exactly how it goes. On the street during the day and the club at night. Perfect. The journey of an aspiring New York City jazz musician is pretty interesting stuff. Kuvo's Arturo Gomez hosts New Music Monday today at noon on lunchtime here on KUVO. That's Jazz News, posted soon at the KUVO website, kuvo.org.